Lautenschlager's opinion said that companies that don't provide coverage for contraceptives are guilty of gender discrimination. This week's ruling in Marathon County uses almost identical language. Judge Gary Olstad's ruling defines pregnancy as a preventable medical condition and states that if the county provides coverage for other preventative medications, it must also pay for contraceptives. Lon Newman of Wisconsin Family Planning Health Services says that should send a message to other employers in the state.
Research shows about a third of the employers still have different kinds of exclusions for contraceptives in their plans. So those third of employers in Wisconsin should get a pretty clear message that it's the right thing to do to get those benefits included.
A spokesperson for Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce says the ruling is a narrow one that may only affect public employers like state and local governments. But Newman says the judge's ruling makes it clear that this is a civil rights issue that affects both the public and private sectors.
Any employer who provides a prescription drug benefit should include contraceptive benefits in that plan. Not to do so is to illegally discriminate.
In the Marathon County case, the three employees who sued the county will be reimbursed for the out-of-pocket money they spent to buy contraceptives. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.